Chapter 2. The Young Officer. On our first day at sea, I felt seasick. But after that, I became accustomed to the motion of the ship on the water. On the second morning, I woke up at daylight. Aunt Elizabeth was sleeping deeply in the bunk above me. I lay in bed and looked at the cabin in the first rays of sunlight. It was small but comfortable for two people. Obviously, it wasn't as luxurious as first class, but it was a stylish cabin and I felt lucky to be on the Carpathia. I didn't know anyone else who had sailed on a ship before. Being careful not to wake up Aunt Elizabeth, I got dressed and went quickly up to the deck. All the passengers were asleep in their cabins and I wanted to watch the sunrise alone. A steward stopped to speak to me. "It's beautiful, isn't it?" he said, pointing at the ocean and the rising sun. "Yes, I've never seen such magnificent colours before," I said. "And it's so warm, much hotter than yesterday." "It's warm because we're entering the Gulf Stream," the steward said. "What's the Gulf Stream?" The steward laughed at me, but in a nice way. "It's a warm water current that goes down the east coast of the United States and then crosses the Atlantic Ocean towards Europe. It takes icebergs about 3 years to float 5,000 kilometres down from Greenland to the Gulf Stream. Few icebergs come to this part of the sea, but this year we've got a lot of them because last winter was warm. Just wait until you see your first iceberg today. They're more beautiful than the sunrise." I returned to the cabin feeling very happy. At breakfast, Aunt Elizabeth gave me some money. "Go to the radio room and send a message to our family in Gibraltar," she said. "It's expensive, so write a short message to tell everyone that we're well and we can't wait to see them." That's a great opportunity, I thought. Now I can explore the ship on my own. I ate quickly and left. Maybe the Carpathia wasn't as impressive as the Titanic, but it was still an enormous ship with a lot of corridors and decks. I walked through a room where three women were drinking tea and, suddenly, I found myself on the first class deck. Passengers from different classes didn't usually mix on board. That's the way it was. I wasn't very worried, because I was wearing my best dress. In fact, I looked like all the 18-year-old girls in first class. I touched my hair under my hat and smiled at my reflection in the window. "Now, where's the radio room?" I said to myself. I went up some stairs, through a room with books, and then I was in a corridor with lots of doors. I had no idea where to go next. Suddenly, a voice interrupted my thoughts. "What are you doing here?" I turned around and found myself in front of the tall young officer from the dining room. My heart skipped a beat. "I am in trouble now," I thought. "Just stay calm and don't act like an idiot." "Oh, thank goodness," I said. "I think I'm lost. Could you please tell me where the radio room is?" The officer smiled and I saw that he was more handsome close up than from a distance. "It's your lucky day," he said. "Follow me, I'm going there right now."